Harris. I'm the founder and director of Chimpanzee Productions. The company is really focused on creating audiovisual experiences that illuminate the search for family and identity, really focused on communities of color and responding to a need within those communities for our representation, our stories, and empowering people to use storytelling as a kind of activist tool. You know, so often in terms of history and the way we're taught history in this country, it's all about the wealthy, you know, landowning politicians that we learn from. But, you know, history is made by all of us. So this project, Digital Diaspora Family Reunion, is going to be a citywide multimedia extravaganza focused around the family photograph.
My name is Ann Bennett. I'm one of the multimedia producers for the Digital Diaspora Project. Sometimes we'll describe it as Antiques Roadshow meets StoryCorps. It's an event where people come in, they bring their artifacts, which are their photographs, and they tell their family stories, their oral histories.
I'm Don Perry, and I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Chimpanzee Productions. And then what we do with those images is we've uploaded them to our website. So Digital Diaspora is both an online site where people can actually tell their own stories, upload their own photographs, and join the community. And then there is the physical offline element that kind of brings it all together.
The idea is to create a movement where people don't throw out their family photographs, you know, because a lot of people do. It's like, well, I don't want to keep this box, you know. I don't even know who these people are. So we started recording stories around the images and bringing people together.
Not everyone has, you know, the ideal family. The family units have broken apart. Things are difficult. And the legacy of, you know, well, who is my father? Who is my mother? Who are my people? A lot of folks they're not able to make those connections. So the little snippets of knowledge, the little artifacts that come down to them are invested then with that much more preciousness and meaning.
We've been doing a lot with a small staff, but we're actually ready to bring in some additional people.
We want to use this project to put a real strong economic foundation under the whole company, basically, because we'll be able to bring in enough corporate dollars who want to touch family markets, you know, family audiences, and have conversations with them in ways that their own advertising perhaps wouldn't necessarily allow.
And it's so important for us to have community partners to extend our extend the project and extend our relationships. So this lives beyond just us and our production office here in Harlem.
I mean, we would also love to go into NYCHA, you know, to some of the housing projects, and, you know, take Digital Diaspora there as well. You know, we need a certain amount of support to do that. Our goal is to make New York the model for a kind of a countrywide spreading of digital diaspora roadshows. A kind of is in many ways will be a template for us to go, you know, to Oakland, to Detroit, to Atlanta. It's really about how we see ourselves. That is, for me, the most important, because that has to do with self-esteem. The people who can interview, you know, your grandfather, your grandmother is not someone outside, you know, it's actually you.
Thank you.